God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. You, and yes, even on this early rainy morning, even you. Welcome, 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 one and all. Welcome to the Midweek Power Nugget, where 15 minutes of your day can change, will change, if you listen to the word of the Lord. It is not I, but God that can change your life. So grateful to God that He has given us another moment in His creation to be able to hear His word. So grateful that He has not held our missteps against us, but He has allowed our lives to intersect for this very moment to hear what He has to say. Let us pray. Gracious Father and God, we love you today and we adore you. God, we honor you for just being God in our lives. Before we ask you for anything, before we expect anything more from you, we want to thank you, God, for just being God. We want to thank you for being a loving God. We want to thank you for being an amazing God. We want to thank you for being a holy God. We want to thank you for just being who you are to us. And God, we are so grateful for that. God, we acknowledge the fact that you are Savior and you are Lord. And God, because you are that and you are the creator of the universe, we know that you are so madly in love with us that you have proposed a word that is tailor-made for our situation and for our circumstance. Father, I pray even on today, God, that you would speak to us in such a way, God, that we will not be able to deny that it is you speaking to us. God, speak to your people. God, use your technology in order to be able to speak to your people, God. Father, we pray against any sort of hindrances. We pray against any sort of distractions, God, that we might be able to focus in on you. God, we love you today. We adore you and we praise you. It is in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen and amen. Again, we bless the Lord for each and every one of you who have dialed in to hear what God has to say. On this morning, we travel to the Old Testament, and we are going to the book of Habakkuk, the book of Habakkuk. We're going to read from the first chapter, and then we are going to travel through the second chapter. Reading from the first chapter of Habakkuk, we're going to read the first 13 verses, and there we're going to jump to the second chapter, and you will understand why we are doing all of that when we hear what God has to say. Habakkuk, the first chapter, starting with the first 13 verses. Reading from the New American Standard Bible, yours might read a little differently. It reads as follows: the oracle which Habakkuk the prophet saw. How long, O Lord, will I call for help, and you will not hear? I cry out to you violence, yet you do not save. Why do you make me see iniquity and cause me to look on wickedness? Yes, destruction and violence are before me. Strife exists and contention arises. Therefore, the law is ignored and justice is never upheld. For the wicked surround the righteous. Therefore, justice comes out perverted. Look among the nations. Observe. Be astonished. Wonder. Because I am doing something in your days. You would not believe it if you were told. For behold, I am raising up the Chaldeans, that fierce and impetuous people who march throughout the earth to seize dwelling places which are not theirs. They are dreaded and feared. Their justice and authority originate with themselves. But their horses are swifter than leopards and keener than wolves in the evening. Their horsemen come galloping. Their horsemen come from afar. They fly in like eagles swooping down to devour. All of them come for violence. Their horses' faces move forward. They collect captives like sand. They mock at kings, and rulers are a laughing matter to them. They laugh at every fortress and heap up rubble to capture it. Then they will sweep through like a wind and pass on, but they will be held guilty, they whose strength is their God. Are you not from everlasting, O Lord, my God, my Holy One? We will not die. You, O Lord, have appointed them to judge, and you, O Rock, have established them to correct. Your eyes are too pure to approve evil, and you cannot look upon wickedness with favor. Why do you look with favor on those who deal treacherously. Why are you silent when the wicked swallow up those more righteous than they?" That was the prophet Habakkuk talking to God. And now this is God's response, Habakkuk 2, the first four verses. It reads like this: "I will stand on my guard post and station myself on the rampart, and I will keep watch to see what he will speak to me and how I may reply when I am reproved." Now this is God speaking. "Then the Lord answered me and said, record the vision and inscribe it on tablets, that the one who reads it may run. For the vision is yet for an appointed time. It hastens towards the goal, and it will not fail. Though it tarry, wait for it. For it will surely come, it will not delay. Behold, as for the proud one, his soul is not right within him, but the righteous will live by his faith." And the word of the Lord is blessed. I read long, so I pray that I talk short, but I'm going to give you what God gave me. And so this morning I want to talk about when God is silent. When God is silent. You all, sometimes we feel as though there are certain things we can't say to God. We feel as though we can't speak to God in any kind of way, even if we don't like what's going on, even if we're frustrated, even if we're angry, even if we're hurt. We feel as though we just have to, for lack of a better phrase, just suck it up and deal with it. But do you see how the prophet spoke to God? He was never disrespectful to God. He was never, questioning God's authority, questioning God's power. He was never questioning the sovereignty of God. But his dialogue with God was real. His dialogue with God was raw. His dialogue with God was, it should be relatable to anybody who has ever felt frustrated when God seems not to speak on your situation. The first thing that we see is Habakkuk's complaint. We see Habakkuk's complaint. Habakkuk said, "Look, how long will I call for help? How long will you not hear me calling out for you? I'm saying that they're being violent, but you're not saving us. You're making me see all this sin, all this iniquity, making me look at all this wickedness." He's saying all this before God. He is frustrated, folks. He is frustrated. He is seeing strife everywhere. He's calling out to God, but it seems as though God has turned a deaf ear. I wonder if you can feel his exasperation in all of this, if you can feel his frustration. It's like he's shouting into an empty void, pleading for God to bring justice for a world that seems to have lost its moral compass. Does that sound familiar? Does it sound like this world? It should be something that many of us can relate to. We look at this world today, it's full of injustice. It's full of violence. It's full of suffering. And there's a lot of people that are wondering, God, where are you? Why aren't you doing something? You don't even have to look at the world. You can look in your own household. Look at your own family. Look at your own situation and ask, God, where are you? And so God comes back. He comes back and he says, you know, look at the nations. Look. Be astonished. Wonder. Because I really am doing something. I really am doing something in your days. You wouldn't believe it if you weren't told. He's responding, and he's telling you, yeah, I am indeed at work. I'm actually raising up who you think is coming against you, the Chaldeans, whichever Babylonians. I'm actually using them as an instrument of my judgment. That's what I'm doing. See, Habakkuk is looking for deliverance, and God is saying that I'm using an even more wicked nation to judge those that are coming against the Judah. For real. So let me make sure I got this straight, God. So I'm watching these wicked people, and you're raising them up to fight against those people that are, you got to be kidding me, God. Have you ever experienced a moment in God when God's ways seem like you just can't conceive it? It seems like it's just absolutely and completely perplexing to you. God, you got to be kidding me. How is it that you're going to use this in order to help me out of that? But God can use whatever God desires to use in order to bring forth his will. Here we go. His will. not your will, but do you realize that his will is for your good? Remember Romans 8:28. And we know that all things work together for the good. For who? The good of those who love God. Do you love God this morning? Then guess what? His plans may not align with our expectations. And it may even be difficult to understand. But, y'all, that's where your faith needs to be activated, huh? Because we've got to trust that God's wisdom surpasses our own. But that wasn't good enough for Habakkuk, just like it wasn't good enough for us. Yeah, I said it wasn't good enough because I guarantee you, somebody on this call has complained to God within the last few days. After he's proven himself to you, after he's shown himself mighty to you, after he has shown himself faithful over and over and over again. And then you can speak to God and God will come back with something. You'll be like, slow up, roll up. Hold on. You got to use other people. Matter of fact, you got to use this more wicked nation in order to bring judgment. Habakkuk got bold and he said, are you not from everlasting? Oh, Lord, my God, my Holy One. You appointed them to judge. You appointed them to correct. Come on now. Your eyes are too good to approve evil. They're too pure for that. You cannot look on wickedness with favor. You're looking on wickedness with favor. How is it that you are using them, those people who deal treacherously? Why are you silent when it seems like the wicked is swallowing up those that are more righteous than them? In other words, come on. This sounds like something that somebody has said before. Come on, God, how is it that I'm going through what I'm going through when they over there doing such and such and it seems like stuff is turning all right for them? Listen, whose Kool-Aid is God drinking today? Whose living room is he sitting in on this morning? Because he's in somebody's business on this morning. You all, Habakkuk was perplexed. He was bewildered. He was befuddled. He said, come on, God, you are too good to use these people to bring forth your purpose, to bring forth your judgment. Habakkuk is like us. He is struggling to reconcile this idea of God using a wicked nation to accomplish his purpose, his plan, his will. He questions why God seems to be favoring those that are wicked and why he's remaining silent in the face of this overwhelming evil. You all, it sometimes in our lives when we see all of this going on, when we see the righteous standing up and praying and come on, God, come through and all of that. And can I just put a pin there right quick? Understand this. If you're asking God to come through for you and you have not come through for God and what you can do for your own self, I'm going here again. Reading your word, having a daily devotional, spending time in prayer with God, coming together with other believers. If you're not doing your part, don't ask God to do his part. And don't say, well, that's what God is supposed to do. Absolutely. But if you remove yourself from the ark of safety, you can't expect God to come where you are and bring you where he is. You got to walk out of where you are to at least meet God halfway. Okay, let's keep going. Habakkuk is befuddled. He said, you're going to use this wicked nation in order to bring forth your purpose. You all, the tension that we're hearing in this word between God's holiness and the existence of evil, it challenges us to wrestle with how it is the perplexity of God's sovereignty and justice. But let me get to the part where we get encouraged and we get strengthened. Habakkuk 2:1-4, where God responds again and he says, look, I want you to write the vision and I want you to make this plain. I want you to write it down on tablets that those that read it will run, because the vision is for an appointed time. It's not for your time, it's for an appointed time. What is God saying? God is telling Habakkuk to take the place of expectancy. And he's asking him to be patient and have faith. He's telling him that the vision will come to pass. You all, it's a reminder that even though God is silent, he is still working. His plan is unfolding, and they will come to fruition in his perfect timing. So then what are we supposed to do? We're supposed to live by faith. You all, we may feel confused, frustrated, or even abandoned. But you all, we got to learn how to trust God deeply when God seems to be silent. Live by faith. Learn how to trust him and wait expectantly for his plan when God is silent. Let's pray. Our gracious God, our Lord God, we thank you today, and we thank you for loving us enough to send us a word to be patient because you are still working behind the scenes. God, help us today that we may wrestle as we may struggle, understanding and knowing that our faith needs to be cultivated to get to a place of seeing what it is that you see and trusting that you will come through. Help us to be your change agents today in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless each and every one of you. Have an amazingly God-blessed day in Jesus' name.